الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. At this time, Allah made that our hearts be connected with Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif. We know that both cities are very vibrant now, people from all over are there. And though we are here, but our hearts should be there. We should be making the tawaf, istilam, safa, marwa, reading durood or salam by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we should be also with all the people there. And together with that, from there, our heart should be actually with Allah Ta'ala all the time. The house of Allah and the Rosa of Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then more our heart should be connected with Akhirat, the enjoyment of the life of the Qabr, the day of Qiyamah. And we try and save ourselves completely from all the tortures, horrors, punishments which are there. And in that way, that is the purpose. And for that are these majalis. These majalis are not just here for the majlis itself, not just to come, but all that should become in our lives. We should be connected. We should be, as it is said, dast bakar dil bayar. Our hands must be in our work, but our hearts must be with our beloved, with Allah Ta'ala. So we'll carry on with our mundane, everyday's work, things, but our hearts will not be in there. We will be making big deals also. But our hearts will not be there. Our hearts will be with Allah Ta'ala. So therefore, are these majalis. And in order to achieve that, Hazrat was a Shaykh, a Kamil, Rahimahullah, has everywhere explained to us. And Hazrat, in his bayans also, in his talks also, and there wasn't perhaps a moment that Hazrat was not talking of this. Not only bayan time, not only when having breakfast or meals or something, not only when before going to bed, but all the time, this is what Hazrat used to be engaged in all the time. And then again, all these ash'ar, middle of the night, most of them, that concern for how the ummah can be connected with Akhirat, with Allah Ta'ala, with Deenul Islam, the sunnahs of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that was the whole mission of Hazrat. And that should be our mission also. So Hazrat explains here, sukoon-e-dil, dar majlis-e-ahl-e-dil. The sukoon, the peace of the heart, peace of mind, comfort of heart. Where will you find that? Only in the majlis of the ahl-e-dil. The majlis of those people who have got their hearts. Heart everyone has got. But what is called a real heart? That heart which the Maker has made, and we gave that heart to the Maker. Jisne dil ko diya, usi ko dil do. Who gave you your heart, give your heart back to him. Don't give it to somebody else. Some lady, some car, some house, some business. We give our hearts to other things. They did not give us that heart. Allah gave us that heart. So give your heart to Allah Ta'ala. And who can find us? It's only those people who want to be connected with Allah. If a medical student goes by mistake in the engineering classroom, he's out of place there. Well, the lessons which are being given, what's happening here? Or a person was supposed to play in a soccer match, and if by mistake he lands up on a golf course. Now he's out of place there. So similarly, yeah, also, those who want Allah, they are at home in the gatherings of the Allah Wala. And if they want, a person wants dunya, a person wants name, fame, a person wants material things, then he's out of place here. He says, this is not my place. And we find many people who come like that, one, two times they come, then they don't come again. While there are many other people who are far away, but they are connected all the time. Their hearts are there. So if our hearts are with Allah, with Akhirat, with Deen, then this is our place. Here we will find comfort. We will find peace, inshallah. Siwai tere koi thikana nahi hai, ya Rab jidhar bhi jaao. Besides you, Allah, I don't find any peace wherever I might go. I can go to beautiful gardens, beautiful orchards, but if you're not there, I don't find you. I don't find peace. And if I can go to an old, dilapidated place, broken down, but your zikr is taking place, or there is namaz taking place, and the people's hearts are in their namaz, or there is a bayan taking place, and that bayan is of dard-e-dil, of the pain, the enjoyment, the heart, of the love of Allah, such bayan, then even the outside surroundings might not be conducive, but the person finds peace. And otherwise, you can go to where they have these big bayans and that, halls and seminars and that, convention centers, which are all lit up and everything. But a person of Ahle Dil, he won't find peace there. He say, oh, where am I now? I'm in the wrong place here. Though everything, there are ladies welcoming you, they're smiling with you, they're giving you a rose, everything else, but you're not at ease there. So if our niyat is right, the needle of our compass is facing north. How beautiful also Hazrat explained that a person who has made mehnat and the needle of his compass of his heart is facing Allah Ta'ala, true north, towards Allah. Then the minute you move it around, it shakes violently. Until it comes back again, then you see it finds sukoon. The minute it comes back to true north, that needle then finds sukoon. But when you move it, and it goes away from true north, then it's shaking violently. And it only finds peace when it's back towards Allah Ta'ala. So that is, Allah make us amongst those people, that we find that peace of mind, that contentment, where Allah is spoken about, Akhirat is spoken about, Deen of Islam, the pure Deen of Islam, there we find peace. So as I said, it's only there that we find peace of mind and contentment of heart. And for all that are all what Allah has given us, our five times namaz. Every namaz we're supposed to be finding that. And we are going closer to Allah Ta'ala. Every tilawat of every ruku, every ayat is bringing us closer to Allah Ta'ala. Kisse ghame jaan o dil sunao, kisse mein zakhme jidar dikhao. Kisse ghame jaan. The sore of my body, wadil, and the sores which are in my heart. Like that, you have a sore, especially in an awkward place. Then, but you go to a doctor and you have trust in the doctor. You show him that he will give you some treatment. But this year is only Allah can treat that sore. What we have in a heart is only by Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala. Kisse zakhme jigar dikhaun, and the pain which is on my liver, who must I go and show that? Is there a doctor that can treat me, that can understand my problem? How I want to pour my heart out to Allah Ta'ala. Is there somebody? And that is, a Shaykh Kamil will guide you to Allah. And then when you lift your hands, the whole world can be fast asleep, but you are wide awake. And you are in contact with your Allah. And there is nobody who can know the conditions of the heart, the soul, more than Allah Ta'ala. How, if you just, your attention goes a little away from Allah Ta'ala, how uneasy you feel. But we should also consider very sadly what our conditions are. We are in the middle of our business, for example. We are in the town, we are at the airport. We are at places where there's music playing, man, woman mixing, clothing, people are not dressed properly, but we don't feel anything in our hearts. Our hearts must be uneasy there. What's happening here? Where am I? Which place I landed myself in? It is like a person who it's a cold day, and he has got no warm clothing, and he finds himself in a deep freeze. Where am I? I don't fit here. It's terrible for me here. Or on a hot day, and you've got all hot clothing also on, and you come to in a place where there's a furnace, hot air, immediately you feel. Unfortunately, our imani senses are dead. We go into environments where all evil is taking. People are talking absolute rubbish, but and we feel comfortable there. Whereas a person with iman, immediately he makes, hey, I have to go from here. I can't sit here another minute. This is not my place here. Where there are men and women mixing, etc. They're taking photos one way, videos are being made. Immediately, I don't fit in here. Ye dunya wale to be wafa hai, wafa ki qeemat se be khabar hai. The people of this dunya, they don't know what it is to be loyal. They are unaware of the price of loyalty. To be loyal, and who you are loyal to, where you found true values of life. Your deen, your akhirat, where you found Allah Ta'ala. That is where a person is loyal. And that is the real loyalty. And last morning I was reading after Asr about Hazrat Shaykh ul-Hind, Maulana Mahmood Hassan Sahib, Diobandi Rahmatullah Ali, was his Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Qasim Nanotwi, and after that Hazrat Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali. There were no monetary exchanges of anything. There was no all this worldly things, but the loyalty was unimaginable. How the Shaykh with his murid, and the murid with his Shaykh, and all of them were their Shaykh, Haji Imdadullah, Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Ali. So where a person gets his true values, that is where this loyalty also lies fully. And you realize where you found Allah, where you found your peace of mind, where you found your contentment of heart, then you are 100% loyal there. As far as dunya people are concerned, somebody helped you out with 10,000, 100,000, a million rand, whatever, you feel indebted to that person. But the real, for deen, where you get your deen, where you find Allah, Jannat will come, inshallah, on its place. But in this dunya, that peace of mind where you find, contentment of heart where you find, that is where it is. The people of dunya don't have any idea of what these loyalties are. They are totally ungrateful for these favors. Like, for example, in almost every town, you have some people who, the imam, and dedicated, working hard. But unfortunately, the dunya people, they don't have any regard for him. They don't appreciate anything what he's doing. Whereas the true people of deen, when you do deen's work, they will appreciate very greatly. And when you find somebody who appreciates your deen's work, you appreciate that person. Whether it is your principal, whether it is a member in the committee, the trustees, anyone. Otherwise, normally people look for dunya things. Value is attached to dunya things. Phir unko dil deke zindagi ko jafa se aahang kyu banao? Then why must I give them my heart? I can't give my heart to the wrong people. I can only give a cynical smile when they make their comments and that. And I just bypass them. I can't give my heart to them. I can't destroy my heart by giving my heart to such people. Ye bujjo muhtaj hai sarapa, khulam unka banu, to kyu kar? These idols, which are 100% dependent, how can I give my heart to you, to them? Where it's impossible. An idol that can't make, it hasn't made itself. It's nothing. It was made. If you put it on its right side, it can't go on its left side. If you put it lying down, it can't sit up. You put in front of it food, it can't touch that food. Flies, rats come and eat that food, it can't stop them. How can I give my heart to them? Those are what are actual idols. And then this other, all other idols also, your beloved, a mortal being, any woman, any man that you love so much and you give everything, they also are idols only. They can't do anything themselves. All what they are doing presently is also only by the will of Allah Ta'ala. Otherwise on their own, as long as Allah has put the ruh in their body, they can speak yes, no, whatever. They can love their fingers, make a sign with their eyes, yes, it's all right. No, no, this is not all right. But once that Ruh is not there, they also can't do anything. So all the idols of the world, whether it is all science, whether it is all the parliaments, whether it is all the big business places, whatever it might be, these are all idols. So how can I give my heart? Ye budjo mohtaj hai sarapa. All these idols, which are fully dependent, they can't do a thing on their own. Your business, which is a huge, roaring business, but when you lock up, tell the business, carry on now. You are a very big, roaring business, so many customers, and there are no place in the shop for the customers also. You have to control the customers and everything. Once the doors are locked, it can't do anything. And you tell the businessman that when the shop is locked, you were so busy just now, wiping the sweat from your head, you are busy all the time, sweating. You can't even manage to count the money and put it away. You are so occupied. But the shop is closed, you can't do a thing. So we are all dependent. So to give such people, ye but jo muhtaj hai sarapa, ghulam unka banu to kyu kar. How can I become a slave of these things? Wise and intelligent is that person who becomes a slave of Allah Ta'ala. And fully he gives himself over totally to Allah Ta'ala. And like one Buzurg says, that on Qiyamah Day, if Allah is to give me the choice, must I take your accountability, your hisab kitab, or will you do it yourself? If you do it yourself, you can just pass yourself, go straight to Jannah. He says, I will prefer that you do it, Allah. Because I know Allah loves me more than what I love myself. Allah has got my interest more at heart than what I have got my interest at heart. I can decide for myself for Jannah. What a with Jannah Allah will give me, I can't imagine. It will be much more than what you can. So that is our Allah, who is so merciful. When on one occasion, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam was on his safar, and they passed some people who were camping, and there was a lady who was cooking her food, and it was a windy day. So the flames of the fire were going out of the fireplace also. And her little child was also there with her playing around. And she's protecting her child all the time. The flames must not touch my child. My child mustn't get burned. When Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw that, he said, can you ever imagine that mother will throw her child in the fire? How she's going out of her way to protect her child from even the least bit of the flame. Can you imagine she will throw her child in the flame? He said, never ever, she'll never do that. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said something to the effect that all the mothers of the world, as they will protect the children, more than that, Allah will protect His creation from the fire. So merciful is Allah Ta'ala. When, yeah, in this world, we are bound with Sharia. We have to go according to Sharia. And Allah's domain and His government is His. He will do as He please. We can pass rulings and fatwas as we have to according to Sharia. But Allah's matter is with Him. And how He will deal with people, that is absolutely only His domain, and He will do. So Allah is so merciful, so kind. We have to make ourselves pabund on Sharia. But remember, Allah is Arhamur Rahimin. Allah is Ghafurur Rahim. There is no limit to the mercy and the kindness of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Ghulam kabir, ghulam bankar, main apni qeemat ko kyun ghatau? I'm a slave myself, and then why must I become a slave of a slave? And in that way, I'm lowering my value all the time. Why must I lower my value? If I want to be a slave, be a slave of a master. My master will do everything for me. It's the master's duty to give me my food, to give me shelter, to give me place to sleep, everything. But if I become a slave of a slave, that slave has got no choice whatsoever. So the master Allah, let me become His slave. And He will see to all my things. So why must I become a slave of a slave, of the dunya? Though that we, a slave, I'm a creation, and I must become the slave of another creation. I must become the slave of the Creator, and He will see to all my needs. So, in that way, all these are great lessons in here, how we should conduct ourselves, and how for what we come to the majlis, what is the purpose of coming, what our attitude must be. Ye mana humne chaman mein khush rang gul se bulbul se mast ho shaida. We accept and we believe that in the garden there are those beautiful roses with beautiful petals. What wonderful colors they are there. And the nightingale is gone mad over them. When he sees all these beautiful flowers and all that, then the nightingale goes mad over those roses, over the flowers. Like, for example, where there are beautiful women, and a person who loves women, and he just sees all these beautiful women, he goes mad over all those women. Like that, the nightingale going mad over all those roses and the flowers and all the other types of flowers in the garden. Magar nasheeman jo arzi ho, to usko maskan mein kyun banao? But that nest, which is temporary, why must I make it my permanent residence? The nest of the bird, which is temporary, and a nest with some floods, strong winds, they just get blown away. So this temporary place, why must I make it my permanent place? In other words, as in many other ashar also, Allah Hazrat explains that this world is tempting. This world is beautiful. It's got a lot of temptation for us, but it's all temporary. In one place, as it says, inform the nightingale that where it's giving its life for the garden and the roses and the beautiful in summer, that very soon autumn will come to be followed by winter. Then this garden won't be this beautiful what it is now. So why are you giving yourself to something which is temporary? Give yourself to that which is permanent, the akhirah. And the minute a person makes some effort, and that is with the zikr of La ilaha illallah, 100 times, followed by the zikr of Allah 100 times, then akhirah will be more a reality, more permanent in your eyes than the garden which you are seeing with the eyes of your head. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum say that if Jannat has to be brought in front of us and we see it with our eyes, our iman won't increase. We've got so much iman on Jannat and Jahannam that even if it has to be brought openly in front of our eyes, it won't increase our iman. So that's what La ilaha illallah and the zikr of Allah. But shaitan, our arch enemy, our main enemy, he knows it. That's why he keeps us mostly away from zikr. Even the zakirin don't make their zikr. And if they make their zikr, with ghaflat, with unmindfulness. Otherwise, zikr that's simple, easy, which doesn't cost a cent or two, and just a little bit of time, and where you can reach with that. But the shaitan's work is that he knows that Allah has made, yuridullahu bikumul yusr, that ad-deenu yusr, deen is easy. Allah has made your deen very easy for you, and you can easy, but he keeps us unmindful from that. He will get us involved in some games on the phone, or some cartoons on the phone. Silly, stupid things will get us involved. Whereas at that same time, 3 minutes, 5 minutes, 2 minutes, you could have spent on the zikr of Allah, and where you could have reached, but he will get us involved in other totally irrelevant, stupid things, which afterwards you yourself also will feel, how could I be so stupid? How could I be so ignorant? But that is how shaitan deceives us and leads us away. Magar nasheeman jo arzi ho, to usko maskan mein kyun banao? But this nest, whether it is my house, which is my nest, or it is the nest of the bird, which is temporary, why must I make it my permanent place? One person went in Jamaat to India very many years ago from Zambia. In those days, at the immigration, we had to fill an arrival form. And in there was a common thing, permanent address. So in the permanent address, he wrote the Lusaka cemetery. The cemetery or the Kabristan of Lusaka. And Allah made it such, he passed away and he was buried there also. So he didn't write his home address, his permanent address. He wrote the cemetery's permanent address. So that is where their minds go, that they know where is their permanent address also. مجھے تو اختر سکون دل گھر ملا تو بس اہل دل کے در پر. Hazrat says that, oh اختر, addressing himself, and this should be our reality, especially after this going through this poem, that if I found anywhere, anytime, peace of mind, contentment of heart, I found it nowhere else but by اہل دل, by the people, by Allah wala. That is the only place I found. So we also should check, where do we find peace of mind? As it is said, it is a subject matter of a hadith, that a mu'min in a masjid is like a fish in water, and a munafiq, hypocrite in a masjid, is like a bird in a cage. He just wants to fly out. When can I fly out? And a mu'min wants to sit in the masjid. In the same way, when you find the right people, then you just want to sit with them. One master going with his slave on their journey, on their work, they pass by a masjid. The slave said, if you permit me, I'll go and make my namaz. So he said, no problem, go make your namaz. He went. After namaz time was over, all people started going out. All went out. Finished now. Nobody coming out. But he's still not coming out. So he walked to the door of the masjid and he saw masjid is empty. Only he is there inside. So he says, come now, all are gone. Namaz is over. Let us carry on. So he says, he's not letting me come out. So he says, who's not letting you come out? Who's not letting you come in? Allah, which is not allowing you to come in, Allah is not allowing me to go out. So like that, their connection with Allah becomes like that. That your heart is connected with Allah. So as I say, if I found sukoon, this was the only place I found sukoon. And similarly, these people also, the food they eat, which food appeals to them? Simple food. While other people go to exotic things, and things that are made, in what way they are made, how they are prepared, how they are presented, big dowers and lavish, everything. But these people, they prefer something simple. Just sitting, crouching and sitting, and just a little small plate with something, and that is enough. And that they enjoy and release with that. And every luqma they take, Allahumma lakal hamdu wa lakal shukr. While the other people, with all that lavish banquets which they are having, and big dowers, etc., but complains all the time. This is not right. That is not right. To unke dar ko main apna maskan sameem hai dil se na kyun banao. Then why should I make their place, that is the place of the Ahlullah, the Khanka, what sameem hai dil, what a firm resolution of the heart. Why should I not make that my permanent place of residence? That is where I want to be all the time. Even when I'm not there, my heart is there. When I go with my body, but I leave my heart behind. Like that, our heart should be in Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif. We can be anywhere else in the world and doing our things, but our heart should be there also all the time. And dust bakar, our hands can be in our work of dunya, dil bayar, but our hearts must be with Allah, in the masajid, with Allah wala, where Allah wala stay, the khanqas, and Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif, and these are those people, in the Qabristan, they feel happy and comfortable. Whereas other people, if they happen to go Qabristan also, they want to run away as soon as possible. And in the busy places, the city places, where there is the traffic moving, hooting, people moving, laughing, talking, all meetings taking place, their hearts are not there. They want to be out from there. They want to be just where they find Allah Ta'ala. And when they, many places where there is a masjid, for example, in the busy places, when these people are there in those places, and then they want to be in the masjid. And that is when they find peace, when they are out of the hustle and bustle of this worldly life, and they find the masjid and the sukoon of the masjid, that is when they find peace and tranquility. May Allah bless us with it. So there in this poem, Hazrat has explained wonderfully the purpose of coming to these majalis and what is it that we should be trying to achieve here. It is not coming and filling a register that I'm present, I was here also. It was not just that we came and just for some barakat or just to talk, to listen to talk, some talk of deen, but this is what we have to find, that our hearts are with Allah, with His Rasul. And at this moment, that our hearts are connected with Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif, and that our inclination is towards the Qabr, the Qabristan, Akhirat, etc. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. There are many things which go around, and especially it is for all of us to know the answers, and especially for the ulama, not only to know, but to give the answers also. There are many, many things. Just one thing, for example, there are many people in every way you get them, every town, every masjid, the trustees, mutawallis of the masajid also, that they promote this ideology that we are living in modern times, and now we must move with the times. We can't stick to the old ways, and some of them are a bit more aggressive, audacious, and they say also, you can't travel on a camel nowadays, you can't travel on a donkey, you have to fit in now, you have to travel in the Sputnik age, and you have to travel with the cars and with all the modern things, etc. And if we are not on our guard, and this is, if you are not offensive, then you won't be able to be defensive also. The best defense is offense. But if you keep quiet about it, it's going to influence you also. And if you're not going to give the answers, the whole town will also start thinking like that. And if there's one person like that, and he's a bit vociferous, he speaks about it, then everyone else starts. And if we, as imams of the masjid, for example, we are also paid by them, and we listen to them, then we also become like that. So it's very necessary to know all these answers. So for that, for example, one person came to Maulana Palanpuri Rahmatullah Ali, and he said that now we are living in these modern times. The camel age is gone. The stone age is gone. We are living now in modern times. So we must fit in with the modern times. And the Quran Sharif was a kitab of 1400 years ago. From where to where has the world gone? Now we must follow the new science books, math books, all the modern, all the books of philosophy of this modern age, all that. So Manana listened to him and then asked him, how old are you now? So he said, 30 years old. So he said, okay, when you were 1-2 years old, what size clothing did you wear? Your clothes, your shoes, etc. He says, now are you still wearing that? He says, no. Now that you are 30, you are fully, your body is now fully matured and made. It's not going to grow bigger. If you are wearing, for example, a size 7 shoe, still at the age of 50 also you're going to wear a size 7 shoe. Your trouser, whatever size it is, you're going to wear the same size trouser. Then Maulana explained to him, when Adam alayhi salatu wasalam came, the world was in its infancy. And Allah gave the scriptures at that time according to those conditions. Then Noah alayhi salam, Ibrahim alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam, and the world has reached its full maturity with Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Now this is the final book, and now it's not going to change. This is that final book that is going to last forever and ever. He understood that. Then he had some other questions also, which Maulana explained to him also. And then after that he said, I never ever thought of it like this, and nobody explained it to me like this. Similarly to that also, Like, for example, give some these people, and we should remember this, and we should explain it to whoever we can. We must talk about Deen to our friends. We talk about the weather, we talk about politics, some incident that happened that we talk about. Make their minds to understand these things, that we have to follow the Deen of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the original Deen. We can't change, and we can't keep quiet about it. If we're going to keep quiet, then this falsehood is going to overtake. As in the Quran Sharif, Allah says, وَقُلْ جَاءَ الْحَقِّ وَزَهَقَ الْبَاطِلِ. When the haq comes, only then does the batil escape from the runaway. But as long as nobody speaks of the haq, the batil overtakes. The batil reigns. Presently in the world, the batil is reigning. Kufr is reigning in the world. It's their government, it's their laws, it's their way of life. Because we are the people of haq, not only that we are quiet, we are following them. We also living their way of life. In almost all our things, our way of life is like their life. So then how can the haq ever come? So for that, you can give some beautiful examples also. Maulana Yunus of Pune, rahimahullah, explained that one person who got married, he bought a trouser which happened to be too long for him. So he came home and he asked his mother to shorten it for him. So the mother said, whole life I've been doing your work for you. Your wife is there, she was just married, now let her do your work. So he said, okay, you don't want to do it. He went to his sister. Sister told him the same answer, I've been doing this all along. Then he went to his wife. Wife said that your mother does nothing whole day. She's only all the time shouting at me and fighting with me. Tell her to do it. So he became disgruntled. He hung it up on a hook and he slept away. The mother then thought that my son was so good to me. He looks after me. He sees to everything of mine. What's it if I just shorten his trouser for him? So she took it and shortened it and hung it up. The sister didn't know. She also thought that my brother is so good to me. He does everything. She shortened it. The wife came first thing after marriage. The first thing my husband asked me to do for him, let me do it. So from a trouser that had to be shortened, there was a knicker that was left. So like that of our deen also. If we also, everyone who has some modern ideas, just is now, we mustn't do this. We must allow women to come to the masjid. We must allow photography. Somebody else must allow this. What will happen to the deen? Everyone will subtract something, then what will happen? Maulana Palanpuri gives the example, a person who wanted a lion tattooed on his body. Tattooing is haram, but there is just an example. So he went to the person who does the tattooing, so that person pricked him with a needle. When he pricked him, it pains. So as he felt the pain, he jumped and he asked, what are you doing? He said, I'm making the ear of the lion. So he said, it's very painful. And they said, you can't have a lion with one ear. So then he said, okay. He pricked him again. Very painful. What are you doing? Making the other ear. Oh, you can't have a lion without ears also. Okay, we won't have ears. Then he pricked him. What are you doing? I'm making the tail. Oh, you can't have a lion without the tail also. In this way, if getting up for Fajr is too hard, and you can be a Muslim without getting up for Fajr, and speaking the truth is very difficult, and earning a living without lying, etc., is very hard. And you can remain a Muslim, even if you eat haram, you can still be a Muslim. Doesn't mean your iman is nullified. So then everything you're going to subtract, then what will be left of Islam? So we have to maintain Islam in its original form. And the right solution is that we follow Islam in its original way, the camel age Islam, where we cannot manage, we ask for forgiveness. And the example of that our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali gave so beautifully. A king told one of his subjects, one of his ministers, that jump in the water with your clothes on and don't get wet. Immediately he jumped in the water. Then he told him, come out. He came out. He said, I told you, you must see that your clothes don't get wet. What will we say? We will say, is your head in order? If you go in the water with your clothes have to get wet. But what did he say? Maaf, forgive me. And so that is our attitude. We will do everything what Allah Ta'ala told us to do. Where we can't, maaf. Make us maaf. But we'll be humble servants. When the ayat was revealed, La yukallifu Allahu nafsan lillahi ma fi samawati wa ma fi al-ard. Wa in tubdu ma fi anfusikum aw tukhfuhu yuhasibkum bihi Allah. If you're going to hide what is in your hearts, or you make it known, you are going to be taken to task for that. In other words, whatever thoughts going to come in your heart, you're going to be questioned about that. The Sahaba found it very hard. They came to Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, and they said, Oh Allah's Rasul, you told us to believe in Allah. We don't see Allah, but on your words we believe 100% in Allah. You told us to believe in Jannat and Jahannam. We haven't seen Jannat and Jahannam. But on your words we believe. But this year, this is too hard for us. That we must just everything, every thought that comes to us, not our choice. And what thoughts come to a person just on their own. You don't invite those thoughts. You don't think about it. You don't know from where that thought came. It was never ever in your mind, but that thought comes to you. And now you're going to be taken to task. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam told, and that is what our attitude is supposed to be. Don't be like the Bani Israel. Say we accept wholeheartedly. And when they said that, then Allah, إِلَّا وُسْعَ لَهَا مَا كَسَبَتُ عَلَيْهِ رَبَّنَا لَا تُؤَاخِذْنَا إِن نَّسِينَا أَوْ أَخْطَأْنَا رَبَّنَا وَلَا تَحْمِلْ عَلَيْنَا إِصْرًا كَمَا حَمَلْتَهُ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِن قَبْلِنَا. Then Allah made it easy for them. And Allah Ta'ala said, فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ مَا اسْتَطَعْتُمْ. Fear Allah how much you can. So that is our attitude. We follow the original true religion. Where we falter, we find we cannot manage, we are weak, we ask for forgiveness. But we don't change the religion. We don't bring a new modern religion. We follow the same religion of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. There is no, if a person is getting married and his fiancée sends him a pair of shoes, he wears a size 7, but she sends a size 5. And now he says that, well, she sends it, and she sends strict instructions. Wedding day, you must wear these shoes. But now he's not going to chop his toes to make the shoes first. That is, that will be, perhaps there won't be any person like that. Just to make his to-be wife happy, he chops his toes, and but as long as he can make her happy. So we can't change according to the people, make the people happy. We have to make Allah happy. And if you want to make people happy, or for example, the 8 billion people, you won't be able to make 8 people happy also. And those 8 also who are outwardly happy with you behind your back, they're passing all their funny remarks about you also. And to make one happy, one Allah, that is easy. And when Allah is happy, He can make the 8 billion happy with you. Everything is in His hands. So we must follow what Allah wants us to do. The deen which Allah wants us to. We can't make the people happy. And we can't follow the whims and fancies of people. And today they want us to do this. Tomorrow they want something else. And the next day something else. Where will we? One religion of Allah, one way of life, we follow that completely. Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali says, Hum zamane se nahi, zamane hum se hai, zamane mein koi dam nahi. That we are not of the times, that we have to go according to the time. The times are according to us, how we make the times. We must make the times conducive to Islam. That is what we must do. But the Ahle Haq are sleeping. They don't make any effort. The Ahle Batil are making full out effort. Therefore, they are reigning and controlling the world. And the Ahle Haq are all asleep. And they are more, they want to make Sulh Kul, have peace with everyone. Peace with Rahman also, and peace with Shaitan also. And they want peace, unity with everyone. Whereas we must be following one Allah, and the commands of one Allah. And then Allah tells the help also comes accordingly. One hunter, had called the cub, the baby of a lion. He made it grow up with the sheep. That cub forgot its language also, the roar of a lion. It started beeping like the sheep beep. It forgot its diet also. It used to, it was a meat eater. Eh? Like a Muslim who eats meat. It became a vegetarian like a Hindu, just eating grass all the time. And one time when a real lion of the jungle came, and he saw this lion, oh, oh, what's wrong with my brother? He's so sick, he's got ready samosa and pies and the roast ready, but he's eating grass instead of that. Eh? He's very sick. And when he spoke to him, he told him, you're not my brother, these are my brothers. So he said he forgot his identity also. Then he told him, please, you are very, very sick, you have to go for ICU treatment. So you come with me down to the river or the dam and look in the water and tell me, who do you look like? You look like me or you look like the stupid sheep there? When he saw, he said, no, I look like you. So he says that you are a lion, a real lion. And the roar of a lion is recorded in your heart. Just cry. And when he cried, it came out. Now he got his identity. He also thought that our Rosie is in university degrees, that our Rosie is in shops, our Shifa is in medicine. The language changed also. Everything, identity changed also. Now that he realized who he is, not one sheep will be left. Some he'll have for breakfast, others for lunch, and all will be finished by supper. So we also, if we understand who we are, if some Khalid ibn Walid can come and shake us out of our stupor of this worldly life, or some Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu can come, and that we stop following the ways of the West and be proud about following their ways, and we become proud in the sense of making shukr of following the ways of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, then we will find some what is called success. Which otherwise, we are following their ways. Now, in their culture it is, mornings and evenings, they go for their walks, and they go with their dogs, and then the dog is on a leash, and then where the dog wants to urinate or defecate, they will stand with adab and respect behind the dog, and let the dog finish its work, and then after that, when the dog is ready to move, they will move. So those people who made dogs their imams, we have made them our imams. Eh? If it was perhaps allowable, permissible, if we had no imam. But when we got an imam like Muhammadur Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Sahaba-i Kiram, the Khulafa-i Rashideen, the Ahl-i Haq, the great, great people, how can we follow these kuffar who are filled with najasat? إِنَّمَا الْمُشْرِكُونَ نَجَسٌ فَلَا يَقْرَبُ الْمَسْجِدَ الْحَرَامُ بَعْدَ عَامِمْ هَذَا. These mushriks, they are full of napaki. Their hearts are filled with kufr and shirk. Their bodies are filled with napaki. They don't know what is istinja. And they make a joke about us about istinja. Whereas istinja is a thing whereby you stay pure and clean. No filth on your body. And they are filled with that. When they go to toilet, they don't wash. They polish themselves with the toilet paper, and with the dirt and filth, they polish themselves. The monthlies which the woman goes through, they don't know, they got no rulings of how to stay clean. And in our Sharia, how many rules there are? When are you parked? When are you not parked? What must you do? What's a pure Sharia? What cleanliness in our deen? And theirs is filled with dirt, but we prefer their way of life. And we follow them. May Allah give us hidayat and guidance and take us on the right path, inshallah. So these are things that we should try and revise it. Convince ourselves, convince other people. We ordinary people, tell other people. The ulama, tell our congregation. Make them understand. We can't be subservient to the kuffar and to the wrong ways. We must lead them onto the right way. Otherwise, we are guilty of a very, very great crime ourselves. And the punishment of that is, we ourselves will get involved in all that filth and dirt. We will do things what they are doing. We will think to be running around like a stupid lunatic, a madman on a sports field. That is a great achievement. Or to run after a ball when it's been hit to the boundary, and just to be diving and saving it, this is something great. Whereas for us, our values are much, much more greater. Not this small, stupid thing. May Allah guide us right. So سبحان الله بحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد ان لا اله الا انت استغفرك